This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm telling you what, this is infuriating, to say the least. We know, you just heard during the break again, I'm just shooting from the hip really quick. We're going to be talking to Eric Lucero, state rep here, who's speaking the same language that we are concerning the vaccinations and among other topics. We'll be talking to him after the 13-minute mark. Quarter past the hour. With that said, you just heard during the break about how Biden only has 1,000 people coming. I want to tell you why that is. This stuff is so simple to detect. The fact of the matter is they only can probably conjure up 1,000 people because he literally does not have the support. I was just talking to someone that's going to join me at the fourth segment where she had contacted me and said, you know, it's amazing. This governor has all these high ratings and approvals going on amongst the people, but I went to her private page and she didn't seem to have the numbers that lined up with the mainstream media. Folks, do you understand that everything is predicated upon a lie? This whole thing with Biden, Kamala Harris, and the list goes on. It's all fictitious. It's all manufactured. It's fabricated. It's fake. They want you to pretend with them. We are in some dangerous times. What makes it dangerous is the people that are in this country that are foolish enough to believe it and go along with it, which there are not many. And we can tell by the people that showed up for his campaign when he was busting the stump or humping ground, as they say, friends, concerning his run for the presidential of the United States of America. It's all fraud. It's all perpetrated on fraud. Everything they're doing is fraudulent, friends. And here we are. So I just wanted to highlight that really quick because it's like, here we go again. Let me get over to this really quick because I got to get a lot in here in a short amount of time before we pull Eric up. I seen a post this morning that says, just a mask. No mask, no work. No mask, no school. No mask, no groceries. Are you paying attention? No mask, no airline travel. No mask, no entry in shops. By the way, no airline travel in big corporations and their stores. You can't come in unless you comply through forced compliance, through the unconstitutionalities of the governors and or the mayors of the particular states in which you may live. It's interesting to note, friends, that their hook, line, and sinker, their hand in glove with big corporations, the government is, every step of the way. This is the definition of fascism. It's just a mask, no entry into shops, banks, or government buildings. Isn't that what they did to the Jewish people? Oh, as a matter of fact, it's exactly what they did to the Jewish people. Folks, every step of the way. Remember they couldn't go to pools? So all of a sudden they went and they made their own pools. Remember they couldn't go to school? Yep, so they went and made their own schools. Does this sound familiar, friends? Because it's what's happening today. You all know the famous quote by Martin Niemöller. He was one of the Protestants that blamed the church after the Holocaust in Germany concerning their support for Adolf Hitler. They are the ones that put Adolf Hitler in power. Did you know that he had less than a 3% approval rating? But he got into power anyways, didn't he? And once he got there, he started to kill off his political opposition. Just for the record. But Martin Niemöller, he was an evangelical. He went through the Holocaust himself. He blamed the church in Germany for, again, aiding and abetting the likes of an Adolf Hitler to do the things that he did. He's the guy that said, first they came for the Jews, but I did nothing because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for the socialists, but I did nothing because I'm not a socialist. Then they came for the Catholics, but I didn't do anything because I'm not Catholic. And finally, they came for me, but then there was no one left to help me. That's exactly right. That's exactly the position that we are in today. And if you want to just go ahead and keep your head stuck in the sand, you can do that to your own demise, and you can rest assured it's on its way. Unless the American people rise up to what's going on lawfully and deal with the people that are guilty of the crimes concerning this conspiracy on a nationwide basis, nothing's going to change except you're going to have more of your rights, your God-given rights stripped away. If you're not willing to fight, don't call yourself a Christian. If you're not willing to fight, 1 Timothy 6:12, don't call yourself a patriot. Don't call yourself a conservative. You're a part of the problem. You're not a part of the answer. I just want to make clear as to where we're at. Did you see this? We're supposed to just ignore this, but this just happened again. We're told that the virus is now raging, right? Did you see the governor in, I believe it is Rhode Island, just yesterday? Yeah, the governor of Rhode Island is facing backlash this week after she was photographed at a wine and paint night just days after she discouraged inessential, that's a word they used in Germany, by the way, essential workers, inessential activities to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Isn't that interesting? So we got another one that's exposed for her hypocrisies. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Did you also see, this is brand new, friends. We're supposed to pretend with these people, right? And if we don't, then we're going to be considered domestic terrorists. You can rest assured as to what I'm saying right now. That's why the people in this country need to come under the banner of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and begin to deal lawfully with these criminals that are having their way concerning the perpetuated fraud that's being played out in real time. It's rolling out in real time right now. But did you see this? I got videos. I'll post these onto all my social media platforms for the sake of time. Can you make this up? No, but they are. They're making it up. The mainstream media airs healthcare workers getting empty vaccinations. There's nothing in them. The plunger's already down. Then we have video as well, friends, on the same article showing you how it's played out. Then we have another video showing you the propaganda as to what happened to the needle, and then a guy exposes how they are doing it, and it's all an illusion. They just want you to pretend with them. And then we have the Ontario Minister of Health. She pretends to get a flu shot, and you can clearly see she's not getting her flu shot, but she's telling everybody in Canada to get your flu shot. Do you see how this works? And you can rest assured it's exactly how it's being played out right now. Matter of fact, just for the sake of time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tee this up for Eric Lucero. He's going to be up with us right after this hard break, up and coming. But I want to tee it up with his words addressing the House concerning these powers that the governor in the state of Minnesota are magically coming from, asking the question, where is he extracting his delegated authority from? Where is he deriving this authority to implement that which is unconstitutional? Eric Lucero, representative from the state of Minnesota.
And members,
goodness, we're already up on that hard break. Oh, forgive me. We'll play it right when we pull up Eric on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, please do, but you're going to have to hold on. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Excuse me, folks. If you want to check us out, on sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's what we are. That's who we are. That's what we've done, and it's what we're continuously doing across the country. Line that up to Luke 19:10 and Mark 16:15, the Great Commission. You'll understand clearly. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. We were deplatformed by YouTube just about a month and a week ago now, so we're rebuilding once again after 7 years of blood, sweat, and tears. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media. As well, if you go to the right top corner, you'll find the platform in which we are on in the present, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. You can go to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing. We're on the front page. Before It's News, join us on Top Chat. If you want to give us a call at any time, you're going to probably have to hold on for a minute here. We got Eric Lucero joining us in just a moment. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Just ask me. But who said that? Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America, and how right on he was and is. So without further ado, friends, I want to pull up Eric really quick. Thank you for joining us, Eric Lucero. I totally appreciate you, my friend. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for the invite and the opportunity to share this time with you and your audience.
Well, amen. What I want to do, Eric, really quick is because I was so long-winded during the first segment, I want to go ahead and play this short piece that I caught of you basically speaking out against the governor's emergency power. So if you want to just hold tight for a moment, I want to go ahead and play that audio for our listeners. We got a lot of people listening today. We are broadcasting into 133 cities as well as 53 countries. So with that said, without further ado, Judah, go ahead and play that piece of Eric.
And members, I want to reiterate Representatives Haley and Robbins, who asked great questions. When will this end? What are Governor Wall's unilaterally decided benchmarks to end the peacetime emergency? What are Governor Wall's unilaterally decided criteria to return to the Constitution? Where is the transparency, members? Where is the sunlight? Where's the truth? Mm-hmm. What is the reason? Governor Walz is deliberately being vague. Governor Walz is deliberately avoiding direct answers to these questions because he knows he can rely faithfully on his Democrat majority in the House to protect him and his usurping of the legislative branch's constitutional authority.
Hmm.
The constitutional role of the executive branch is to enact and enforce law, not make law.
That's right.
But Governor Walz is not even doing that. Governor Walz made the deliberate decisions which resulted in Precinct 3 Minneapolis Police Station being overrun and heavily damaged. Governor Walz's failure to act led to Minneapolis burning. Governor Walz even let our great capital get vandalized by criminals. Despite not doing the job of enforcing the law he was elected to do, Governor Walz is looking over the fence into our yard and lusts for the constitutional authority of the legislative branch.
Okay, so with that said,
if Governor Walz
folks,
loves making
law, let's go ahead and welcome our new friend, Eric Lucero, a representative in the state of Minnesota. Well, concerning what we just played there, Eric, I got to tell you, this doesn't apply just to Minnesota. This applies to a lot of states in our great union. Where is he extracting this authority from? Because it's not from we the people.
Yes, he is relying upon ignorance and apathy.
That's right. Yep.
And it's very clearly spelled out, the separation of powers, very clearly. And in order to do what he's doing, and again, obviously that was focused on Minnesota here, but as you just said, it's happening across the nation.
Yeah.
You're seeing executive branches, not only the governors, but you're seeing secretary of state in cahoots with left-leaning courts, state courts, deciding upon themselves without the checks and balances. So where is the authority coming from? There is no authority.
That's right.
Simply relying on those to shelter them from accountability.
Okay, so let me ask you the question then. Okay, understanding that we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, when we talk about the left-right paradigm, I just need to throw this in there really quick. If you look at constitutional parties, there's 101 constitutional parties. Every single one of them are unconstitutional. We're ruled by law, not by party affiliation. With that said, let me take it to this. If there's a right-left paradigm, which, by the way, is designed, Eric, to divide Americans, Mark 3:25, a house divided against itself will surely not stand. It will fall. And the fact of the matter is what we're seeing here is the right calling out the crimes of the left. And I like to say this on the radio show here. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left because we know that we're dealing with people that are acting outside of their scope of authorities. Where is the right in our particular state to stand up and perhaps bring forth the articles of impeachment, Article 2, Section 4, and then prosecute him after his impeachment process takes place, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7?
Well, it requires courage, first of all.
That's right.
And then it requires... you know, the way that our system is set up, that we need to be in positions of power. And right in the state of Minnesota, unfortunately, Democrats hold nearly the entirety of levers of power. They hold the governor's office. They hold the attorney general's office. They hold the secretary of state's office. They hold the state auditor's office. They hold the majority in the Minnesota House. The only place that we have a majority is in the Minnesota Senate. And so articles of impeachment, for example... Right, that's going to require both bodies. But then if any prosecution, as you just mentioned, it requires the attorney general to have an interest. But then it would require the state courts here. And we've had 8 years of Governor Dayton and now 2 years of Governor Walz so far. So we've had a decade of left-wing, far progressive mindsets appointing judges all across the state of Minnesota for a decade, and the Supreme Court here in Minnesota has 5 of 7 justices are left-wing Democrat appointees. One of those justices was a former Democrat Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to, I mean, there's, it's unfortunately, I describe Minnesota as a cold California.
Okay, so I'm not going to try to get you in a gotcha question. I'm not trying to put you in a corner, but I got a question for you. Where is the rule of law come into play here? Because, again, if we want to play the right-left paradigm that we've been taught to play along, it's a language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. It's exactly what's going on. Because when you put the Constitution up against what we're talking about right now, this is the act of outlaws, which is the definition of criminality. And that's what we're talking about here. So, if we're ruled by law in this country, how is it that one person in the House cannot draw up the articles of impeachment? Because that speaks for the people in the state of Minnesota. And by the way, Eric, you all the well know concerning the voter fraud that's taking place in this country. We're called liberal Minnesota. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you see the counties across the state of Minnesota, a great portion of them, easy, hands down, are red. Not blue, but for some reason or another, these guys keep winning the day and winning the day. We see that the mainstream media, namely the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, which we call the Red Star in the state of Minnesota, we all know that. We know that this is propaganda. We know that they're there by fraud. And then once they get there, they act in a fraudulent manner. And the people are then desensitized and dummied down to believe that they now have to submit to the new tyrant that's in control. And I'm using these words because if we don't get back to calling it for what it is, nothing's going to change, Eric. What say you?
Well, what I would say is much of this has happened in Minnesota here since we adjourned the regular session back in May of 2020.
Okay.
And so we have been having one day, I think maybe one of those special sessions, it was possibly 3 days, but we've been having one day special sessions because normally we're not in session. We're not in session June through December. In the state of Minnesota, we are a part-time legislature. We come back into session in January, and I expect some movement once we're back into the next regular session, which, again, hasn't occurred since May of this year.
Okay, so let's push the ball a little bit forward. By the way, I have you on the radio show because I see you standing out. It's been said by Cullen Bryant, I'm sorry, who had said that truth crushed to the earth will rise again. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. And I see you rising out of the ashes of what's taking place in the state of Minnesota. So I have you as a guest on the show because I'm high-fiving you. I'm not trying to get you in a corner, like I said earlier. I'm not trying to demean you. I'm just going back to the Word of God, number one, and to the U.S. Constitution and making reference to that so we can bring about resolve in the state. I got a quick break to take, a hard break. I got Rep. Lucero. Eric Lucero on the radio with us right now, folks. We're going to take a hard break. We're going to come right back up, and we'll continue on this conversation. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration is hinting that Moderna's coronavirus vaccine will get approval quicker than the vaccine from Pfizer. FDA advisors gathering on Thursday to discuss the next vaccine looking for U.S. distribution and use. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that the FDA could decide before the end of the day. Vice President Mike Pence set to receive the coronavirus vaccine on Friday. Today, the Vice President holding a rally in Columbus, Georgia for Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler.
Where David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler stand for a strong national defense. John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, they're going to cut our national defense to fund their big government program. You just watch. Where David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler cut taxes, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock want to raise taxes.
USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is hopeful that a deal is near on a new coronavirus relief package.
I'm heartened by our discussions and our progress. I believe all sides are working in good faith toward a shared goal of getting an outcome.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor and saying that they will continue to stay in Washington, D.C. until something is passed. A federal grand jury has indicted six men with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer several months ago. The U.S. Attorney's Office of the Western District of Michigan announcing the charges on Thursday. If convicted, the men could face up to life in prison. Agents foiled the plot to kidnap Whitmer in October, and authorities said the alleged scheme involved months of planning, even rehearsals to snatch the governor from her vacation home. Defense attorneys say their clients were big talkers who didn't intend on following through on the alleged plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking to our new friend and representative in the state of Minnesota, Eric Lucero. I just want to read this off really quick for you, Eric. John Adams said, the greatest political evil under our Constitution is this. There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerning measures in opposition to each other. It's what we see all day long. He said, this in my humble apprehension is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. So I just wanted to make clear as to the point that I was trying to make, and not suggesting that you didn't know that, but I'm just tired of this divide and conquer that's being played out 24/7 upon the American people. I mean, the bottom line is if we unify under God, we get back to the laws, namely under the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within, that's what's going to unite us. And if we don't come back to that, we're going to be in trouble. What say you?
Our system of government is only going to work with a people that have self-control, that humble themselves, understand the truth of the Word of God, the only Word of God,
Amen.
Which is the Bible. And absent those things, we are going to fall along the same path of the nations that have come before us.
Amen.
Nations have risen and fallen. And we also know this truth, that what's happening in the physical realm right now is a direct manifestation of the battle that's being waged in the spiritual realm. And we, as you mentioned earlier today already, a nation divided against itself cannot stand. And we know Satan's agenda is to flare up hate, flare up anger, flare up bitterness and division, because as our nation continues down that path, we will continue to be weakened. And at the same time we're being weakened, we turn further away from the Lord, which is going to have in itself ramifications, consequences. And, yeah, we have to keep in mind the spiritual, the true battle right now is for the hearts and minds of people trying to usurp truth and replace it with anger and division.
Okay, so, and I totally agree. Thank you for that. I didn't know that I expected that, but I praise God that you did bring it the way that you did. I'm curious, 155,000, these are the latest statistics that I could find, 155,000 jobs lost, not because they gave up their positions, but because the governors and mayors came in through unconstitutional edicts, which, by the way, have been undermined by the Supreme Courts, the state courts, and even the federal Supreme Court have come in and they have played to educate the people and telling them that what these governors are doing and what these mayors are doing, Eric, are unconstitutional. Yet, just in the state of Minnesota, again, and I'm trying to make sure that everybody in this country understands, because what's happening here is happening probably in your state as well. I'm just kind of curious, when we have states, courts, judges, federal judges saying that there's no exception to this pandemic, yet we continuously see guys such as Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota playing the tyrant, doing what he wills without answering to the people that he is to represent. And it's interesting, he does this in the face of the Declaration of Independence, Eric, where it clearly says that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. I believe it's quite clear to say, and to see, that he is no longer working for the people. But in saying that as well, it's not a virus that's under attack, it's the American businesses that are under attack through forced compliance, which, again, are unconstitutional. I mean, this is insanity. Again, why after 9 months do we have a sitting governor still playing the games that he's been playing for the last 9 months? How is it that he's still there, Eric?
Yep, because it requires, you just mentioned the population, the citizenry, the consent of the governed. The governed need to have discernment. They need to have critical thinking skills. And right now we have a media, legacy media and social media, which have the stranglehold on the flow of information.
Yep.
They are sanitizing information. Mm-hmm. They are restricting information. They are outright blocking information. And so I have been the recipient for this entire time here during this COVID era of receiving. It's amazing to me, the one-to-one cause and effect of the Star Tribune and their headline or something run on any of our mainstream television, for example, and then the next day or in the following days, direct emails from people that are influenced, they're lacking the discernment and critical thinking skills. And so his message, the governor's message, has been, he is reliant upon the media doing their quote unquote,
right,
his dirty work to sanitize his talking points.
That's exactly right. Okay, so when this first came onto the scene around nine months ago, concerning this COVID-19, I believe it's a pandemic from start to finish. Those that are selling us the virus, they can't prove the narrative. They run roughshod over the people, proving the narrative. Now here's the pill in the jam. The same ones that are selling us the virus are the ones selling us the vaccination. Now we're hearing from the likes of the Bill Gates, the Anthony Fauci's, the WHO, the CDC, and the list goes on concerning vaccinations. Now we're beginning to see those behind the scenes stick their head out in other countries, namely, as to what this is really all about. In other words, you need to now receive two vaccinations, not just one, before you get your passport or your papers to go ahead and act freely before the pandemic. We're seeing this in Israel. We're seeing this in Australia. We're seeing this in France, in Germany. And the people in those prospective countries, Eric, are literally in the hundreds of thousands taking to the street in defiance to tyranny there. Yet America is a little slow on the uptake concerning what's going on, to our own shame. And the fact of the matter is, now they're talking about forced vaccines here. And I also noticed and took the time to discover that you are one that is doing your best in the state alone in Minnesota to basically put a stop to all this nonsense.
So you're exactly right. And I won't use parties anymore. I'll just use mindsets, worldviews, and because they transcend parties. One worldview is authoritarian, progressive, wanting to control the lives, the decisions of other people. The other worldview is to allow individual liberty allow people to self-determine the outcomes of their own lives, empowering them with choice. And so what you're seeing here is the progressive worldview wants to control other people, and this is just one of the the avenues that they're going to use here is through vaccines. Never underestimate the ability of those with a progressive worldview to manufacture or promote or to trumpet a crisis and then
that's
have
right.
the solution. And
yep.
that's what they're doing here. And so when it comes to vaccines, I'm neither in favor nor against vaccines. Now, you know, the other side is quick to marginalize and call me an anti-vaxxer. That's not it at all. I'm for informed consent and medical freedom. If a person wants to take a vaccine, I am all for it. If a person chooses not to, that is what I want to prevent. And I foresee, I'm looking just a couple steps down the path here, I foresee, whether it be in Minnesota, we're already seeing it in New York, calls for mandatory vaccinations.
Yep.
I foresee here in Minnesota a requirement, whether it be by government or even businesses, to require some kind of a digital health record or vaccine verification in order to either enter a building, conduct business, or whatever form it might take. And so I have a couple bills that I introduced that I simply want to ensure that a person is not discriminated against based on their vaccine status.
What and I agree with the choice, okay, because, again, government has no business. I can find it nowhere as I peruse the U.S. Constitution where they have been given delegated authority to force us to do anything outside of the fact that if we're lawbreakers, that is the purpose of government, is to maintain order, to restrain men from sin. And there's like two or three different purposes of what government is given for. And it's a good entity if we have good men in office and good men incumbent. And I think that's what we lack the most. I want to ask you a personal question because I have you for about three more minutes, Eric. What is the consensus inside of the House when you're in session as to those that are actually adhering to the U.S. Constitution and the laws found within concerning Tim Walz and concerning vaccinations?
Well, there are it's the worldview of, are we going to empower individuals to make choices, or are we going to empower government to make the choices for them? And within the House right now, I would say there is a minority of those that believe that individuals should make the power, be empowered to make the decisions for themselves. Unfortunately, at least in the Minnesota House right now, I would say that those that believe that government knows better, I have more numbers.
Okay. Well, again, you know, I mean, that's why we have you on the radio right now. And we're also broadcasting out of 1530 AM in Minneapolis as well, Eric. I don't know if there's anything that you'd like to direct the people to concerning your website, what you may be doing, how they may support you, so on and so forth. But if you do have a website you'd like to point the people to, go ahead and go for it right now, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, Eric. EricLucero.com is my website. I'm definitely humbled by financial contributions. That's how I am privileged in this role. It's an honor to serve not only the great people of my district, but all of the state of Minnesota. And it is a privilege that the Lord has allowed me and opened the door to put me here. I also have Facebook. I do a lot of activity on Facebook, so I do have a Facebook page. And, people can visit both of those and... You know, we just need to keep fighting for truth. We can never give up in face, despite what what it might look like. Because if we're praying to the Lord in hand, prayer is an incredible, powerful weapon that we have. If we're praying for the Lord and we're following His will, then, boy, it's amazing what the Lord can accomplish. And that's why I am going to fight as hard as I can, as long as I can, for the truth, not only of the Bible, but of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
Hey, listen, and I believe you because I've done some homework on you today, and that's all I've seen come from you. I got about 10 seconds, Eric, and just real quick, what do you think of the 150 to 200 restaurants opening up tomorrow in defiance of the order coming from Tim Walz? What are your thoughts real quick?
They should. They're about to come to an end themselves, and they're in desperation trying to do what they can for their own livelihoods.
Amen. I appreciate you, Eric Lucero,
thank you so
friends.
Much.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Folks, we're going to take a hard break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No. I'm looking at some of the top chat responses right now. Jay, no, not Eric Swalwell. That's California. We're talking about Eric Lucero in the state of Minnesota. By the way, just for the record with Eric Lucero, friends, they're either going to be pro or con. And I'll tell you what, we have reached out over and over and over to them that would be the con, those that would be in opposition to the law, to the Bible, the Word of God, and the U.S. Constitution. And they continuously reject our request. But I want to tell you, going back to Eric Lucero, friends, in the state of Minnesota, there are good people in government, and if it wasn't for them in government, you wouldn't be where you're at today. So you better praise God for every single one of them and get behind them and support them in their efforts in upholding the law. That's the way that we preserve our liberty for our posterity. It's what our forefathers did, and it's exactly what we need to do today. And it's interesting, I never had a conversation outside of asking him one question, and this was probably about 45 minutes before the show. It was the only time I had with them. But again, you hear the same Holy Ghost running through the hearts of people that are adhering to the Word of God, to those that are yielded to the Holy Ghost, because he gives witness to those that are in Christ, not outside of Christ. And Eric was very much that. So with that said, friends, that was Eric Lucero from the state of Minnesota. And I checked his record, and this guy continuously rises up from the ashes, and he stands in the face of tyranny, even when it's all by himself. And I so appreciate guys like that. And again, it's guys like that. That's the reason we're still where we're at today. I just want to get to one quote here, because we were just talking about it, and Eric ended his time with us with such a quote. Not this quote, but it was very similar to this.
And it was that of Noah Webster. For those that did not know, that's what we use here is the Webster's 1828 Dictionary. And, of course, the author of that was none other than Noah Webster. When you open up the page, it's a big picture of Noah Webster. And you know what it says? He's taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law, to sin, 1 John 3:4. It's exactly what it says, okay? He said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. You know why we are in the predicament that we're in today? Because 86% of the people in this country that call themselves Christians fail to obey the living God when the Lord said, keep my commandments and live. They are to bring forth his law. They are to execute unto justice and judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. And it's the very thing that the American people refuse to do. So if we want to just sit back and expect our good representatives to do everything for us, you can rest assured the Lord's not going to give us a pass. And also keep in mind, those that work for us derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us. That is an extension of we the people. And guess who we the people are, friends? We are the government in this country. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We have to get an understanding as to who we are, where we came from, so therefore we know where we're going. Because again, friends, nothing is going to change until we get a good education as to, again, our heritage. I'm going to take up Dan from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bradley. Hey, thanks for doing what you do. Hey, gosh, I'm a little nervous. I lost track. Something that never seems to be brought up, and thankful for the guy that the representative you talked to, but you know, the federal emergency order that Trump signed on March 13th is the only reason these governors have this brazen ability to continue to violate the state's emergency laws. And,
yep.
And that is the only reason. And nobody ever addresses that. They always make it left versus right, but. You brought up something very, very valid. For 4 years, you know, there's been no accountability of Trump. It's trust the
That's
plan.
Right. That's
trust
right.
Trust the plan, and it's yep. never, well, I don't like what he's doing. In fact, it's, well, he's playing 3D chess, and
yep.
they just make excuses. And, you know, I just hope, I want to say this, I don't like saying bad things about Trump. The difference is I have no expectations out of the left. I have none. So I don't. You know, but Trump, we were supposed to, we have expectations of the people who supposedly represent the conservative values, and we haven't seen that. And that's why I'm so hard on Trump, Bradley.
Well, hey, you know what? The bottom line is I'm for the law, okay? I'm a Christocrat.
Absolutely.
Period. I'm not going to get caught up into the party affiliations because that's only set to divide the people. Mark 3:25, as we brought up during the conversation. If they're going to get caught up into that language that's not even lawful, then they deserve what they get. And guess what? They're getting it, Dan. And the fact of the matter is my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and it's why they're being destroyed. If they don't want to correct themselves and reprove themselves, then you know what? Again, they're going to fall into the very hole that they're allowing the bad guys, as they call them, to dig it for them. And I don't want to go with them. And the fact of the matter is you know, the good thing here, and Eric brought it up, it doesn't take a majority to prevail. And the fact of the matter is God uses a minority, and I trust that. And I'm surely not going to put my arm or trust into the arm of the flesh, which brings a curse. You can put that up against Isaiah 30. I'm going to put it into the Lord, but I'm going to do everything in my power to do what he commands me to do in this time, because he promised me a result. If the majority's with me or if they're against me, it matters not, because if God is on my side, we be the majority, and John Knox was responsible for saying that, and I totally agree with it. I totally appreciate your phone call, Dan. I got one more call I got to pick up on.
Okay.
And again, thank you for the call in, Dan. Yep, thank you very much. I appreciate you. I really do. So I have my friend Rachel, who is a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving herself. She's doing it. And she's bringing forth fruit. I met Rachel out at an event we did in Michigan at a gun rally. And I knew right away, I told my wife, I hope I'm not setting up myself for a fall. And Rachel is one that when she takes something up, she gets it done. She texted me this morning. You know what, Rachel? I'm not going to say it. You go ahead and share with the listeners as to what you texted me today, because you're thinking, girl, and people need to think and dig in to get the answers that you got today. Can you share with us, please?
Hi, Bradley. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, I'm not big on social media, but I happened to see a video with Governor Whitmer and Santa, and I thought, well, what the heck? And it's indoctrination, all propaganda. And after I watched it, only a couple minutes, so I could suffer through it. And I look, thinking like what you've been teaching, and I saw that she only has 302 subscribers. 302. We have 10 million people here in Michigan.
Huh.
And so then I glanced at the thumbs up, thumbs down thing, and she has 55 thumbs up and 155 thumbs down.
Yeah.
No, people don't follow her.
And what is the mainstream media doing? They're propping her up with these high levels of numbers concerning the Michiganites and their approbation for the governor. Is that now what's happening? They're trying to put her in a good light and saying her approval polls are really high. When the fact of the matter is, when you pull the curtain back like you did, Rachel, you found out the truth of the matter, right?
Yes, absolutely. Don't listen to the mainstream media.
Oh, you can't. Because any dictatorship in the past or in the present, everything is controlled through the media. And that's what Americans don't realize. That's what people on a global basis, for the most part, do not realize, that they're getting biased information on a 24/7 basis. And if anybody contradicts that bias, they have the big tech companies now criminally acting on their part, censoring any information that would also empower them to stand against the narrative that's being thrown down their throats 24/7.
Absolutely.
So, I thought it was interesting. And when you texted that over to me today, I just got lit up. And I said to Rachel, she's on the phone with us right now. I said to Rachel, I said, if everybody would do what you just got done doing, they would understand that everything, literally a great portion of what's being thrown on them on a daily basis, is completely manufactured propaganda.
Yep.
That's where we're at, Americans. And nobody's going to be able to fix it for you until you take responsibility. Rachel, is there anything else you want to say?
No, that's it right now, Bradley.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
You're positive.
Should I say something else?
No, but, you know, when we were talking before the show, it seemed like we could have talked for 45 minutes, and now it seems like you've kind of just lost that process in thought, and I don't want to embarrass
you. No, I didn't know how long to take, and I just kind of wanted to share the basics. And that's really all people need to do is start asking the questions.
That's it, and I'm totally having fun with you.
And nobody does. They just follow along. People need to stand up and need to ask the questions.
Well, as they say, Ben Franklin was right when he said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. I mean, when you look at those wolves that are devouring Americans, I'm embarrassed.
I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Thank you,
scary.
Rachel.
Yeah. Thanks, Bradley. Love what you do.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll
all
see
right,
you soon. Yep. Thank you. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. I'm saying this a slow on purpose. I'll tell you what, today's show, friends, it's been a little work for me. Let me say it that way. Sometimes you get that flow and you just fire through everything. And then other times you just got to kind of take a step back and just kind of piece it together as you go. It's been kind of one of those days, the latter, not the former. But again, love your listenership. I love my faithful friends over on the platforms. And again, friends, if you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, Christmas is coming, friends. We got t-shirts, we got dog tags, we got coffee cups, you name it, all on demand. So we made them for you on your request. sonsoflibertymedia.com. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Alliance.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.